We are learning Mesechtas Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis and Beis. We're starting seven lines from the top, end of a line. We already learned the Asara Takonos of Yeshua. It might have been more than 10. Then we learned there's 10 Takonos of Ezra. And now we're going to do another 10 things. Asara Dvarim Nemru Yerushalayim. There are 10 things said by Yerushalayim. What are 10 things? Ein Abayis Chalot Ba. That Abate Iri Chayma, if you have a house in a walled city, it says in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Psukim, that house, you could be redeemed the first year. After that, if you don't redeem it in the first year, it belongs to the buyer forever. That halacha doesn't apply in houses in Yerushalayim. Ve'enim vi egla rufa. In Yerushalayim, you don't bring egla rufa. The Gemara is bringing psukim for everything. Ve'enim vi egla rufa. They don't bring egla rufa. Egla rufa is you find a dead person right outside the city, and it's closer to your city, you have to bring egla rufa. It can't become iradachas. That's if the rov of the city does a avodah zarah that they burn down the whole city. You don't have that by Yerushalayim. Ve'inam tamas negoyim. The houses don't become tumas negoyim in Yerushalayim. Ve'inam tziyim ba'zizim v'gezutayis. You're not allowed to have beams sticking out of the house, and you're not allowed to have porches sticking out of the house in Yerushalayim. We'll see why. You don't make garbage dumps in Yerushalayim. You don't have these ovens that produce bricks. You should not have gardens and orchards. Besides for the gardens of roses. Already from the Revi'im Rishonim. You don't raise chickens there. And you don't let a mace overnight in Yerushalayim, you bury it that night already. Right away, you bury the mace. What's pshat in these 10 things? Zok to Gemara. Ein abayis chol ba why? The Chassid says in the pasuk, I'll read the whole pasuk. V'mloy yigal ad v'loy shleishon atmima. If you don't redeem the house within the year, v'kom abayis asher be'ir asher loy choyma litzmisus l'kayin oisel dereisav loy yetz v'yevel. It goes to the buyer forever loy yetz v'yevel. And Yerushalayim is not neschalkel shvatim, so it's impossible to buy it l'dayreis because it doesn't belong to anyone. You can't sell it for so long. Because shavul neschalkel yisrael shvatim, the machlekes tanoim in the Gemara, if Yerushalayim was given out to the shvatim to Benyamin or Yehuda, or it belonged to Gans Klai Yisrael. This man Yom holds it belongs to Gans Klai Yisrael, therefore you can't sell it. And this will be the reason for the first few things. Why? It said Hashem gave it to you, Larishta, and Yerushalayim was chakal shvatim, so can't have egla rufa either. It says in the pasuk, it says arecha, and Yerushalayim was chakal shvatim. It's not your city. Again, it says that belongs to Yerushalayim. So the first four, the reason is because that it does not belong to the Shvatim, it belongs to the specific Shev, it belongs to Gans Klai Yisrael. Therefore, you don't have a bias chalutba, you don't have a garufa, you don't have a dachas, you don't have a tam. Now, you don't let beams stick out of the walls over the street and no porches. The oil atoma. The gezutayis, and one reason is because the oil atoma, that if there's a mace, it's an emoise of toma because it's a whole porch. So anyone's under the porch together with the mace will become tame. And also another reason is if you're in a small city, so everyone knows where the beams stick out, and there's not that many people. But in Yerushalayim, Gans Klai Yisrael come to Yerushalayim. You have some tall guys there also, and they might bump into this. They don't know where it is. They don't expect this. All of a sudden, a beam sticking out. They might hurt themselves in it. And therefore, they shouldn't hurt themselves. Therefore, we made sure Yerushalayim was pristine. The walls were clean. There's nothing sticking out. And therefore, no one got hurt. They don't have garbage dumps. We don't want shrotzim around because shrotzim are moisif tumah. And in Yerushalayim, you don't want a lot of tumah. You don't allow these big brick ovens. Why not? Because of the smoke, which makes the walls black, and that's a ganai. We want beautiful Yerushalayim stones. You don't allow ginos and pardesim, gardens and orchards. Why? Because sometimes it's bad grass that they throw out in the street, and also you put zevel there, you put fertilizer, and it smells. So therefore, we don't want that. and we don't allow them to raise chickens from kachim, because of kachim also the same thing, they might bring shvatzim and increase tumah. That's the Masaira tradition, that we don't allow a mace overnight. And the Zayar says the reason is because we don't want to be masha tumah in Yerushalayim, and therefore we don't have a mace overnight. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says that you're not megadol b'hemadaka in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. Not megadol b'hemadaka. And then it says that ein megadlin chazir b'chol mokim. You cannot have a chazir, which is a pig. That's what a chazir is, but we'll call it a chazir, like the Gemara calls it. Ein megadlin chazir b'chol mokim. You don't raise chazir in any place. Why not? Tara b'aram. In the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, after the Nes HaChanukah, the Beis HaShemnoi were the rulers over Eretz Yisrael. And there were two brothers who were not the biggest tzaddikim, and they were fighting each other. The two brothers were Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. They were both fighting with each other. And they got such a big fight that one of them laid siege on Yerushalayim. One of them was in charge of Yerushalayim, the other one laid siege on the brother. Hyrcanus was inside Yerushalayim, and Aristobulus was outside. And they needed, they don't have, you know, raise sheep in Yerushalayim, and you need a sheep for a tamid, for the carbon tamid. Was still there. Every day, they sent money over the wall, mekupa dinrim, a whole kupa, a whole basket, a whole pail full of dinrim. And they gave them to meet them, the Talmud, the Karman Talmud, the two sheep for Talmud. There was a certain Zakin in the Yerushalayim side who knew how to talk the fancy language of Chachma Yavanis, which was the B'nai Malachim, and he whispered to the people on the other side, Omalahem, let me tell you a little secret. Kozman Sha'iskin Ba'avoida, Kozman Hyrcanus has the Avoidas HaTalmud here, Einim Sarim B'yadchem, you're not going to win. So they took that to heart, and Lamacha Shilshlu Dinrim Bekupa. Next day, when Hyrcanus sent over the money over the wall, Vehelhem Chazir. They sent back a Chazir instead of a sheep. Kimut Shagil Chatz Chayma, and reached half the wall, not upon of a Chayma. It stuck his nails into the wall, its fingernails into the wall. When his Daz there, it's all Abamei's Parasa, Abamei's Parasa. The whole shook like an earthquake, 400 Parasa by 400 Parasa. But Oyster Shah Amru, at that time, Chazal Masakin, Orora Ish, Sheigdal Chazirim, Sheigad Chazirim, Or Aish, the Klala on someone who raises Chazirim, Va'ora Adam, Sheyilmanis Benoy Chachma Yavanis, and curses the person who teaches his son Chachma Yavanis. While Oysa Shah Shanino, at that time, at that siege, when there was a siege, so they couldn't get the Omer from near Yerushalayim because there was a siege around Yerushalayim. They had to get the Omer from very far away. At that time, they were getting these things from far away, from these places. We're saying here, it's an aura on a person who teaches his son Chachmas Yavanis. Is that also? But Tanya learned in a bright. So Omer Rebbe, but Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sorsi Lami, why would you talk Lashon Sorsi? Sorsi was like the slang of the lower people. Don't talk Sorsi. Oh, you Lashon Akkadish, Lashon Yavanis. You talk Lashon Akkadish, well, Lashon Yavanis, because Lashon Yavanis is a fine language. And Vom Rav Yaisi, that Bebavel, Lashon Rami Lami, why you talk Lashon Rami? Oh, Lashon Akkadish, Lashon Parsi. You didn't talk Lashon Akkadish, Lashon Parsi, because Eretz Yisrael is near Yavan, and Bavel is near Paras. So what do you see? That you're allowed to learn, and it's even better to talk Lashon Yavanis. So how can we say the Ora Adam teaches his child Chachmas Yavanis? Someone says a big chilek. I mean, Lashon Yavani Lachod and Chachmas Yavanis Lachod. Chachmas Yavanis is different. Like Rashi says, B'nei Paltim Akrevim L'Malchus Sarimbo. That's like the special language of the rulers of the Malchus. That is Aser, but not the Lashon Yavanis. Right, the Gemara of Chachmas Yavanis Mi Asira is Chachmas Yavanis also. If Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul Mushim Rashim Megamil, Eini Oyelol Enafshi Mekol Benois Iri. My eyes cry from all the Benois Iri. Elif, what was that? Elif, that's this is a pasuk in Eicha. And what is that referring to? Elif Yiladim Aves Abba. My father's household, we had 1,000 children in the cheder. Chomish meis mehem lomdu Torah. 500 have learned Torah. V'chomish meis lomdu chacham yivanas. And 500 lomdu chacham yivanas. And I would think it means, and they switched, that was like they learned both. V'lonishtar mehem, and no one was left from them. Ela ni kana v'ne achi abba ma'as basya. Only me and my cousin. That was the only one was left. Only one was left. So you see, they taught Chacham Yevanis in Beis Rav Gamliel. I can ask, Masha asks, what do you mean? Chazim Adahava Allah. You know, like Gemara says in the Masech Zuma, such a thing. Look what happened to them. Did they live? 998 people died. Obviously, it wasn't such a good idea. So the Masha says they can't say that. Because Maisa, if Beis Rav Gamliel, they taught that, I had to have a pshat. This is Beis Rav Gamliel. This is the base of the Nasi. Omri, Shami, Beis Rav Gamliel, Shei Kravim L'malchus. They were Kravim L'malchus, and you have a special heter to teach Chacham Yevanis when you're Kravim L'malchus. Where do we see that? Ketan looked in a braisa. Hamasape Kumi, someone takes the haircut called Kumi, I raise it Medarke Amari. It's Medarke Amari. What does it mean, Masape Kumi? So Rashi says the first shot that Shemasape Mafnaim, take a haircut in front and leave a big ponytail in the back. Masharim Blurius Makrayim, big chup in the back. That's Masape Kumi, it's Medarke Amari, it's awesome. The second shot Rashi is, Derek Ramoyim Legalik Sar Shalmailam Oizen, that they shave the hair above the payas. I don't know, I hope that's not what I'm talking about with people do now, but something like that. But Darke Amairi says that's the Darke Amairi, and like upon him, this is Misapakumi has this is Darke Amairi, and it says, Av Tumus by Ruvain, Hetirula Misapakumi, why was the Karval Malchus? Because Karval Malchus, they're matted to take this haircut. So you see, Shabbos Ragmil also, so you see this idea, Karval Malchus, they were about these things. Shabbos Ragmil, Hatibu Lam, Sapa, Chamal Yvonis, Mr. Karval Malchus. Of course, they were craving the Malchus, therefore they allowed to teach Muhammad Yvonis. Okay, good kash, Mosh. Mosh asked a good kash, just like this. That if it's also Darke and Mayri, it sounds like it's the Raisa. So how can it be a heter of Karval Malchus? It's a very good question. So first of all, Toysvis is Mash, but it's only Isidar Abon on this Sapra Kumi, to take a special haircut. It's not really Darke and Mayri. So therefore, it's only the Rabbanon, so they're a matter of a Karval Malchus. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perikud Aleph, says clearly that it's the Raisa. That it's the Raisa takes a haircut. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, why was it with the Karval Malchus? So the answer, because that Saul is called Yisrael, Rav Chanan Vasseman answers a little different. Rav Chanan Mekayim Shurim answers, and he says that if the reason for the haircut is not because to look like a guy, then it's not called Darkei Mari. Darkei Mari is only if I want to take a haircut, because I want to look like a guy. Here, if I have to do it for Malchus, it doesn't go into the Issa of Darkei Amari, as Rav Chanan Vasseman wants to say, but it's a good question, very good question, how you allow it to be a het of a Karav L'Malchus, but in any case, the Gemara is saying there's a het of Karav L'Malchus for that, so Kavachayim is a het of Karav L'Malchus for Chachmas Yevanis, and that is why they taught it in the base, Rav and Gamliel.